it's a lot more work to listen to what everybody else thinks than to just listen to your own intuition and your own truth and yourself in terms of what feels natural to you. It's so much easier. And work doesn't feel like work. You know, your career doesn't feel as exhausting. It's amazing how you can eliminate all those things that make life harder when we just live our truth. Don't apologize for it. Now, you know, that doesn't mean go around hurting other people's feelings, setting things on fire, anything like that. But being the truth of who you are, the way I say it is with grace and style, your own version of grace and style. It's whatever that feels like for you, which is really about, you know, honoring other people's differences and recognizing we are all different. And if we really could recognize and celebrate that, all the different roles in the world would get met. All of the different people that we need, the professionals, the thinkers, the dreamers, the creatives, the linear thinkers, like all the different things that are needed to solve the world's problems and challenges would get met if everybody would like listen to what they can contribute. And that's one of the most satisfying ways I find to have a career. And it doesn't mean that it just has to be, you know, travel to a third world country and join the Peace Corps, unless that's what you want. You can still make a good living doing it. And I don't believe that you have to choose between your truth or your livelihood. That's something I bang on the desk about. Like, this is something we can have both. It takes a little more time sometimes, or a little bit more exploration, self-discovery. And usually it's a journey. It doesn't just come in one moment, but we have to fight for that. Like, we have to know that that's our birthright. Like, we can have that. We don't have to give one up for the other.